So, Jason, Jeffrey Zients believes that this new website and also the mobile apps are going to change the perception of government. How so?
It's very interesting. The goal, OMB's goal, is to make the citizens' experience very similar to what they find with the other commonly known websites, you know, whether it's Amazon or FedEx or the, you know, Open Table or any other private sector site that you and I use in what they call our everyday lives. Zients says the government too often doesn't think of its services in that regard, and it really must change.
And the new USA.gov and the launch of mobile applications make government services faster, easier, and more user-friendly. I believe, and the administration believes, that they are important steps in serving the public at what are 21st century customer standards.
The administration believes, and I think many will agree with them, that the government has a bad reputation. And, you know, there was a Pew study that recently found that trust in government is among its lowest ever. And 2/3 of those respondents believe that government programs are inefficient and wasteful. And we hear that all the time. We hear that it's kind of the common bashing. I think the Orzag blog item that you talked about is part of that perception that people just don't quite get. Well, Zients says there's only really one way to improve public opinion.
All the research shows, Pew Research and other research shows, that the best way to change someone's impression of government is through positive interactions. When they're actually touching government is when you can change that impression. And when someone has a good interaction with government services, they are more likely to have a favorable view of the government and believe and trust government.
So on Friday, a big unveil of the redesigned USA.gov. What changes did OMB and GSA make to USA.gov?
The portal
for government.
Well, first of all, they changed the look. They cleaned it up. If you remember the old USA.gov, it was full of links and had different tabs for government, for industry, for citizens, for whomever. And it just was very confusing, a lot of information coming at you. So they made search really the central point of the site. And then there's kind of a list of topic areas that rotate through that highlight things like renewing your passport or, you know, applying for Social Security, something that, that what they think most people want to do with the government. The second thing they did...
And the most popular searches, which I think is always, you know, a good thing to have on a site, is most popular things that people are searching for.
Right, because basically if you want to do it, I probably want to do it too. That's one thing we can say. The other thing they did was they tried again with another new search engine, this time Microsoft's Bing search engine, and then they took that and they improved upon it. GSA's Dave McClure says it's not just Bing, but GSA added a structured search capability underneath it. He calls it the most powerful government search engine available to search more than 24,000 federal web pages. Federal CIO Vivek Kundra offers this explanation about how USA.gov has been fundamentally re-engineered.
So now all of a sudden you can see all the related searches, related questions and answers, and any of the forms that somebody may be interested in finding. So if I was a student and I wanted to consolidate my loans, very quickly you'll find a Q&A, who you need to contact, how you need to go about it, and how you can get it done actually online. That's one of the changes that have as part of USA.gov. The other one is very much focused around getting it done online rather than getting it done in line. Moving services to USA.gov that are end-to-end electronic. Agencies across the government are in the process of modernizing and making sure that the experiences that the American people have with the services that they're providing are end-to-end digital, and then you can actually track where you are in the process.
For years, what the problem has been is they come up with these websites, and then you got to go to another website to do it, or it's too many. You know, in the Bush administration, they talked about three clicks to service, and three clicks never really became three clicks; it became 7 or 10 clicks because it just the consolidation was not consolidated enough, and then the transaction piece never came through. Kundry uses the example of applying for a passport. He says no longer do you have to do the search and then get redirected; you can just go to USA.gov and apply for your passport just in a few clicks. Let me offer, though, a little background on how we got to where we are. If you remember, this is the fourth time OMB and GSA have tried to improve USA.gov, formerly known as FirstGov, right?
FirstGov, yeah.
The White House first launched...
WebGov before that.
Even before that?
Yeah, even before they really launched.
The White House first launched the government-wide portal September 2000, at the very end of the Clinton administration, using a search engine from Inktomi, and that was a free of charge. GSA switched 2 years later to use search technology from Fast Search and Transfer. And then in 2006, GSA moved to Vivissimo's clustering technology, with it Microsoft Corp's, you know, MSN search tool. And don't forget, USA.gov became that from FirstGov in 2007, back in January 2007.
That's one of those things. They found people were searching USA.gov, and so they said, hold on, why swim upstream?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's part of the process here. Now, this has been something that's been going ongoing and challenging process. You know, a lot of people still don't know to go to FirstGov, or in this case, USA.gov. Mm-hmm. And the part of what they're trying to do is make the search experience more what you're finding in the commercial world, whether it's Bing, whether it's Google, whether it's Yahoo, whomever you use.
So we mentioned mobile apps. Talk a little bit about what mobile apps are, how they play into this perception of government.
I think that's the other piece that Jeff Zients was talking about. Both Zients and Kundra believe that the future of government is around mobile apps. Kundra says more people are buying smartphones, such as iPhone or Droid, and other mobile devices, maybe whether it's a netbook or a laptop or whatever, then they're buying desktop computers. And as part of this redesign of USA.gov, they're also giving access to 18 mobile apps across three main platforms: Apple's iPhone, Google Droid, and RIM's BlackBerry. Kundra says some of the apps are new and some have existed for some time.
Where the government is headed is recognizing that the American people, the way they access information and demand services, are no longer on a website that's tethered to an agency, but actually in their mobile devices. And we've seen a huge growth in mobile computing.
Now, one issue that stands out is a lot of studies show that only 1 in 3 people have these smartphones. And in fact, a recent Nielsen survey found that only 1 in 5 people actually have smartphones. So the question is, and this is something I did ask both Mr. Zients and Mr. Kundra, are they focusing all these resources, both money and people, on a market that's still very small? Because you could say, well, that's 33% or 20% of the people have these devices. But that means 66%, or in some cases 80%, don't. And that's I think something that, you know, with all the challenges that this administration says the agencies have with technology, with making sure technology is meeting agencies' need, you know, does it make sense for them to be focusing on this now? Now, Zients says OMB is not asking agencies to choose between mobile apps or improving other technology systems.
I don't think there's an either or here. I think we want to do both, and by making sure that we focus the mobile apps on the most valuable information, I think that those investments, those small investments, have a very high return. At the same time, we're very committed to improving IT project management across the board.
Kundra says agencies will develop apps related to their mission, and he also expects third-party developers to provide some software tools as well by using the information on data.gov. In fact, Kundra says OMB is working with mobile app companies to create a category to let people browse government apps, similar to gaming or music or shopping or whatever you see kind of down that list. OMB also is working with the legal folks in the government to see if those third-party apps could be placed on USA.gov. As of now, they'll not be available, but that could change in the future. The current set of mobile apps may only work on one platform, whether it's Google or Apple or BlackBerry, but Kundra says over time, the software tools will be available across all platforms. And there's some really interesting ones out there already. There's one that would be perfect for today from the Environmental Protection Agency to measure the UV index and air quality.
Yeah.
For people who traveled over July 4th, the Transportation Security Administration put a mobile app to answer really common questions about air travel, such as the size of your luggage, or can you bring 500 cases of wine with you across the state lines. And then there's one for new parents and people alike called recalls.gov, which lets you and Mr. Kundra, who's a new father, it demonstrated how this works. He took his Droid phone and with the camera, basically took a picture of a piece of paper that had a barcode on it of a child's toy, and to see if it was recalled. And what happened is, through the camera phone, it would send the data back through the barcode. It would send the data back to the CPSC website, check it against this database, and come back with the results. Say, yes, this has been recalled, or no data on this being recalled.
Cool.
So, it's pretty cool. And then there's other ones. They're looking at automobiles. They're looking at food. They're looking at other topical areas for recalls as well, with other databases outside of CPSC.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. More online, right?
More online. You can find the story and all the links to USA.gov and all the mobile apps on federalnewsradio.com.
Very nice. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.